Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Tony Paradiso is our guest. He's the author of The Management Minefield. He's also the author of the position paper, The Ethics Revolution. He is the president and the founder of a company called Paramar Consulting. He writes a weekly column that you can find on his website, paramarconsulting.com, called Candidly Speaking. Tony, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. It's been a while.
It has been. We've missed you. Tony, I promised my audience that I told them what a genius you are at helping us do a better job of managing our businesses. And one of the cool things about you being on our show is that you point out some things that might be a little bit not exactly on the main part of our radar screen, that are things that we need to do to be a better manager of our businesses. And one of the things that I know you've been working on lately is with regard to public relations for our companies.
Yeah, sometimes small businesses overlook public relations as a marketing tool, and really public relations provides one of the best values in terms of the kinds of things you can do with your limited marketing dollars. And the nice thing about PR is it really is available to companies of all size. Editors don't discriminate because you're a small company. And a well-executed public relations campaign can really serve to level the playing field with much larger competitors, because now you're not trying to compete with advertising budgets. You're really competing with words and interesting stories that editors will want to print in their individual publications.
Well, in fact, on the human interest side, your small business story is probably much more compelling than anything in the big companies.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, and I'm not talking about calling up the Wall Street Journal and trying to get coverage there, but
although they do that,
it depends.
They do several of those every day.
That's right. I mean, it's obviously you're up against hundreds, if not thousands, of other potential candidates for those stories. But if you have something that's very interesting, either from a business perspective or a human interest perspective, or something that relates to current events. If you had a story that related to the president's tax proposal or anything like that, that would be things that they would look for to publish. But more realistically, for a small company, you would look in the local area. You would look in local newspapers, state trade publications, even community newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And those publications are very easy, actually, to get into. And the cost of getting exposure is minimal.
Well, now, when you say cost, let's break these outlets down into their two groups. You've got the ad side, and you've got the news, the editorial side. So
right.
You got to make sure that we explain that you're not talking about the ad side.
Right. We're not talking about the ad side. We're not talking about
this is not you buying an ad. This is not you putting an infomercial in there. We're talking about you're going to be talking to the editorial side of the paper, and if you're talking about the newspaper, by the way, those people really take the separation of their church and state very seriously.
Yeah, unlike Wall Street, that is true. Big advertising dollars don't buy company good editorial. And if you're competing against a company that happens to advertise in a publication, you are not going to be punished by the editorial side.
Right.
They do
right.
an excellent job of that. So
right.
what I'm talking about is going to the editors and giving them something interesting to print. I mean, that's the key. And the cost associated with that is not necessarily a dollar cost. It can be if you hire a public relations person or a firm, but you don't need to do that to get coverage. So really it's a time investment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the investment in writing a press release, in making a phone call, and following up and doing an interview. But that's all. So that's the beauty of PR for small businesses, is they can do it with very little incremental cash required, if any.
Yeah, and it just takes a little bit of time. It takes thinking about it, but it also takes understanding how that type of an approach works. Because
right.
you can't just call up an editor and say, hey, I think I'm pretty cool. Don't you want to write about me?
Yeah. The thing you have to keep in mind is just because you think a story is interesting doesn't mean it's interesting to everyone else. So the first thing you want to do is put yourself in the shoes of the editor, all right? A newspaper or magazine, they basically sell information. They make money by selling advertising, but their readership has to be interested in the stories they write. So you want to make sure whatever story you pitch is going to be interesting to the audience of that particular publication. Right? For example, if there was a magazine on sailing, you'd want something related to sailing. You wouldn't call them up and try to sell them lawnmowers. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. I mean, that's an extreme example, but just to give you an idea, newspapers tend to be more general, but newspapers will be interested in local stories. And that's why a small business in the community can get coverage, because you're a local story. They love human interest stories, but if you've done something interesting in the community, if you're working with the community or charities, those are all kinds of things that you can get covered and get exposure for your business. If you've created some new services or products, all those things are fair game. But again, try to detach yourself from the story and think whether an average person that doesn't know who you are or what your business is about would be interested in reading it. Certainly in business publications,
right.
You know, a business angle, a clever business angle, a new product, a new service, a new processing angle, a new manufacturing process, all those things could be very interesting.
Well, and let's say that, and you're going to have to help them a little bit, perhaps. Let's say that you've just been elected the regional chairman for your trade group. Well, that might get you some kind of a press release in the paper, but that won't get a story written about you.
No.
What if the story was about business owners who volunteer to serve industry like that?
Yes. There's a big difference there, right? If all you've mm-hmm. done is made an organizational change, or you've been nominated, you might get a blurb in the people section.
And it's worth giving them that.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
That's
stuff
good
to
PR.
Get in there. And sure, you get all exposure is good exposure. Remember the old
right.
saying, all press is good press, right?
Right.
So
just make sure they spell your name right.
That's right. Make sure they spell your name right.
So, hold on to that thought, Tony, because
okay.
I want to come back right to this part when we come back after these messages. Tony Paradiso, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Management Minefield. It's available wherever books are sold, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And I know you've been wondering about my new website. Well, it just takes longer than it always takes longer than you thought. If you've ever done one, and folks, this new site is going to be an atomic site. You're going to like it. It's going to be dynamite. But we have had a lot of work on it. We've done a lot of work on it, and we still have some technology that we're putting on it, and so it's actually going to be next month probably before we launch it, but I'll keep you posted on that. Don't give up on me, but it's going to be worth the wait, I promise you. Tony Paradiso is our guest and our good friend. He's the author of The Management Minefield, also a position paper called The Ethics Revolution. Can they get that on your website, Tony?
They can. They can download it. There's no charge. You just go up. And
okay, so The Ethics Revolution is free.
It's absolutely free, right?
Thank you for that. And it's Paramar Consulting.
Paramar Consulting, all one word, .com.
.com. And can they buy the book from your site, or do they link over?
They can actually buy the book from my site. They
Good
can
deal.
Buy it from Amazon or any of the other .coms.
But we like it when they buy it from us, don't we?
That's true. There's not a lot of money in writing books, I'll tell you that.
But we get an extra shekel if they buy it from us.
Okay.
They can also sign up for your free newsletter right there on the side.
That's a big
blue sign there that says, join our weekly email newsletter. And I recommend it to you, folks. I'm a subscriber to Tony's newsletter, and it's a good one. So check it out. And that's free, too, isn't it, Tony?
That's free, too. All you
okay.
need to do is provide me an email address, and it doesn't go any farther than me.
Yeah, exactly. That's his very simple, like mine, very simple privacy policy, folks. If you give it to us, we keep it until you want it back, and then we give it back to you.
That's right.
Tony, let's get back into some of the PR issues. Oh, by the way, folks, next time Tony joins us, we're going to talk about the Ethics Revolution position paper he's written. We're going to talk about how the state of ethics in the marketplace, and that's coming up in about a month and a half or so. We'll get Tony back on the show. Tony, let's continue our discussion about PR, how to get it, and what does it look like. One of the things that I think we need to do, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show before, one of the ways to get some coverage is to let local editors, not just newspaper editors, but television and radio and cable and even internet editors, make yourself available to them as an expert.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're always looking for people to offer opinions in various subjects. And so if you can convince them that you have an expertise on a particular subject, and they happen to write an article about that, well, then they'll call you up for a quote. And that's great, because not only are you portrayed as an expert in the field, but you can often get a little blurb about your company in there. So it's a good way of creating kind of a branding and an image for both yourself and your company.
Well, and let's go back to the story that's being written about you. If you're lucky enough to get a story written about you, that may be the only one you get in your life locally. I mean, you know, you might get one every 5 years, but they're not going to do another one on you next year.
Well,
not likely to. But if you're an expert, they might quote you a half a dozen times a year.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So, yes, if you can establish a relationship, public relations is like almost every other aspect of business. It's all about relationships. You want to be able to get to know the editors, help them. If you can help them do their job, then you'll get reoccurring coverage, because they'll continue to turn back to you for information, mm-hmm. and opinion. One good trick. We mentioned about putting yourself in the editor's shoes. Well, mm-hmm. we all know what sells papers and gets people to view TV. It's controversy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can come up with a little bit of controversy or an angle that kind of stimulates people, that's something that the editorial community will latch on to very, very quickly. So, like, if you're in a competition with another company, right, we all face that.
Right.
And there's something controversial about what's occurring in that competitive landscape, you want to try to play that up. And often companies are saying, they'll get into, shouting matches at each other and accuse each other of things like that. But you know what? That's the kind of stuff that publications love to print. And that kind of angle can sustain press on a particular subject for a very long period of time.
Well, the main thing that I wanted to get across on this expert issue is to disabuse yourself of the notion that you're not an expert, or that you have some kind of a problem with being portrayed as an expert. You are an expert, folks, and you certainly know your business, you know your industry, you have an opinion about that, and all you got to do is, and what I just said makes you an expert. And you might say, well, there are a lot of people who know more than me. Well, there are always going to be those people, but that doesn't mean you can't be an expert as well as them.
That's a good point. It's not a matter of other people knowing more than you. It's a matter of you being confident in your expertise and your experiences. And if you've been in a field for a very long time, you are an expert. More often than not, the editorial community tends to turn to analysts, people that haven't really been in the trenches for years.
Right. Right.
And anyone that's actually running a business, you're much more an expert than any of these analysts.
No question about it. Tony, give us your website one more time.
It's www.paramarconsulting.com, all one word.
And they can find out about how you can help them offline too, can't they?
That's right.
In your consulting business.
Absolutely.
So check Tony out there at paramarconsulting.com. And don't forget, you can download his Ethics Revolution position paper in PDF from the website there at ParamarConsulting.com. Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next time.
Look forward to it.
Tony Paradiso, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, in just a few minutes with Steve Martin. We're going to help you drive new profits to your bottom line. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.